This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Steve Stricker has won 12 times on the PGA Tour, often cited for his wonderful short game and for being one of the nicest guys out there. He doesn't play that often, but apparently the Greenbrier gets his attention. It's a pleasure to welcome Steve Stricker to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Steve.
John, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Why the Greenbrier? What is it about the Greenbrier that makes you get the clubs out of the trunk?
Well, it's a great family destination, and that's what we have this week. We have my wife on the bag, caddying. She tries to do that at least once a year, and then both my kids are here along with another friend, and they're out playing and having a good time while we're out golfing. So it's a great family destination, and we came here 2 years ago. We liked it, and then we decided to come back again this year.
This will be your eighth event of the year. When you decided to cut back on your schedule, has this worked out the way you thought it would work out?
Yeah, this is the second year of this new thing that I've been doing. Last year I had a nice year playing a limited schedule, and this year I haven't played quite as well, but I've still been playing decent golf, and I still. Enjoying what I'm doing, coming out and playing a little bit less. Still very excited to compete and play. I still practice hard at home and to get ready for these events. But I'm wearing down. I'm 47 and I can I feel a little more tired than I do 3 or 4 years ago. So just trying to pace myself a little bit more. Enjoy my time at home a little bit more, and then. Which leads to being a little bit fresher and more relaxed and ready to play when I do come out and play.
Do you think you'll play any on the Champions Tour?
Yeah, I can see myself doing that. Maybe the same amount, put in maybe 12 events a year or something like that. And I still enjoy the game. I still, enjoy, competing and seeing the guys and hitting shots that count. So I can see playing some on that senior tour for sure.
We're talking with Steve Stricker. You mentioned practicing a lot at home before getting out there. When you come back and play, what part of your game needs the most work?
I would think it would just be the scoring itself, getting the ball in the hole in a timely manner. And I think, that's the biggest adjustment, the little things, some of the short game stuff maybe. Stuff like that. But it's, overall, the big parts of my game, the driving and that has been all right. And putting has been pretty good. So it's just, a little, not quite as sharp as you are when you're playing all the time.
Steve, this change of schedules, cutting back, and for the obvious reasons and for the many reasons you've stated, do you then change your goals? What are your goals as you have a shortened schedule?
Yeah, they have changed. I'm not, going out of my. I'd still love to make the Ryder Cup tee, but I'm not going out of my way to add more events to try to make it. I figure if I play well enough in the limited schedule that I'm playing, I can make it, and I proved that last year when I made the President's Cup team on a short schedule. My goal of winning is still there, but my secondary goals of like making these teams and making a run in the playoffs, that kind of has subsided. I'm trying to go out and have fun with each week, with each event that I'm playing in, and still trying to play well, obviously, and trying to get in contention, but just taking a step back and trying to have a little bit more fun with it than trying to grind in week in and week out and trying to you know, make these teams or you know, lead the FedEx Cup or anything like that. I'm just trying to have a little bit more fun with it.
Are you having more fun?
I am. Yeah, I enjoy, like I said, I still enjoy coming out here, and I'm more relaxed when I come out here. I'm not as uptight. I'm having more fun with it, and I have more time at home where I'm not practicing, so I have more time at home where I can do different things, and so that's been a plus too.
Do you expect, one last question, do you expect to win, or is this something you kind of have to grow into a little bit with this new schedule?
You know, it's you know, I expect to play well still. You know, I don't have any different expectations as far as how I play. I still feel like I can play at a high level, and I'm still playing some decent golf. So I still expect a lot out of my game and a lot out of myself. So I still want to get in there, and hopefully before the year's out, I have a chance or two to win out here. And that's all you can ask for, is to give yourself a chance coming down, you know, the back nine or the last few holes on Sunday, and hopefully I can get in that position this week or next week or one of the other couple, two or three that I'm going to play this year.
Well, enjoy those two or three golf tournaments, Steve. Thanks for taking the time.
It.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.